service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, January 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are at the beginning of the podcast. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. You can just go there and click on the link, listen to it. You can copy it. If you're on a computer, right mouse click and copy the address, and then you can email it to people. You can post it on social media. You can put it wherever you'd like. Greatly appreciate Missy, because I got to tell you, us losing the weight, us getting our health back has been an absolute godsend. It has been fantastic. Vicky coming off of three of her medications. And the thing of it is, you feel so much better. You have so much more energy. You feel, honestly, I feel like I'm 30. So again, check it out, weight loss program, truckerrandyhealth.com. It's the same one that Gruber talks about at Gruber Health. The only difference is you're hearing that commercial because of this radio station. We play his news, Michigan Talk News Network information, top of the hour, bottom of the hour. It's the same program, but if you could, I'd appreciate if you use truckerrandyhealth.com, because that's how she tracks her advertising. So she knows you're from our listening area, you're listening to 97.7, so go to truckerrandyhealth.com. There's no commissions or anything like that. There's no kickbacks. This is a service we believe in. Vicky and I are using it, and we're excited. And for me, come April 23rd, 1 year on the program, I'll probably be stuck at the 207 to 211 range, which I fluctuate back and forth. Gained a little from Super Bowl weekend or NFC Championship leading to the Super Bowl yesterday. Bad, bad, bad. When they were starting to lose in the second half and the momentum was shifting, I could feel what was going on. I started binge eating. I don't even remember all the junk I ate. I was so nervous and I just had to feed my face, and got on the scale this morning and went, yep. Okay, no lunch today, Vic. We're doing steak and tomatoes for dinner tonight. We'll get rid of this inflammation in the body. Belt loop is in the same hole, but 4 or 5 pounds that I went up, inflammation. My joints are sore. I can feel the butter. I can feel all of it. So you get so in tune with your body, you will absolutely appreciate it. Now, one thing I want to bring up, even though registration is officially closed as of 5 p.m. on Friday, the class that's coming up this Saturday, Mark Farner and his wife are going to be there. Looking forward to everybody seeing him there and taking the class with us. Doors are going to open at 9:30. Well, we have a free ticket. One of the donors to the event has purchased and paid for your ticket. What I'd like to do is offer a little contest here. The first person to text me, what rock band did Mark Farner start his music career? What was his launch? What was the name of the band that made Mark Farner famous for lead guitar and singer? The first person to text me the correct name of that band, you get the ticket. If you can't afford it, no problem. It's paid for you. And if you text me the name of the band, I will put you on the list. Just text me your name and your email address, and I will absolutely put you on the list. You have a free ticket here. This is going to be for this segment only. So when I go to music here, if you want to come to the class on Saturday for free, text me the name. The first person to get the correct name of the band that Mark Farner was in, the ticket is yours. And we'd really appreciate it if it was somebody from Mackinac County. Somebody from Mackinac County. Whoa, we already got a winner. Rob, have you registered for the class yet? Rob Burnell from Sheboygan, Grand Funk Railroad. Absolutely. Yep. So we appreciate that. And if you have already registered for the class, you got an extra ticket. You can bring somebody with you. Absolutely free. No problem. But if you haven't registered for the class, send me back your email address and your phone number for the class. I'm going to put it down as the cell phone you just texted me from, and we'll get you registered for the class. So let me know if you have already registered, who you're going to bring as a friend for the free ticket, or if you haven't registered, email me back or text me back your email. So greatly appreciate that. That ticket went really quick. So, and the good, interesting thing, we do have, I believe, let me get this correct now, 33, we are at 35, we got 10 more coming, that would be 45. So yes, we have 10 extra sets of books. If for some reason you weren't able to register on Friday before 5 p.m., I can still accept 10 more registrations for the class this Saturday. I bought an extra set, 10 set of books for both the Robert's Rules of Order as well as the guide. And we also have enough state constitutions thanks to Neil Frisky, State Representative Neil Frisky. So greatly appreciate that. So if you'd like those, go ahead and register. We're going to leave registration open until Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, Wednesday at midnight will be the final for these last 10 seats. So if you missed the boat, you can still get it. I figured there'd be a last minute couple of people wanting to get registered, so I bought an extra 10 sets of the books and the guides, so you'll be all set. Want to shift gears and talk about the Michigan Republican Party. Yesterday I was on a Zoom meeting. Wexford County GOP offered a Zoom meeting with Rob Steele, Dr. Rob Steele, longtime friend, going all the way back to 2010 is when I met Rob. He was running for Congress. I was running for state Senate. We bumped into each other a couple times at some events. He has been the RNC Republican National Committee man for the state of Michigan. Well, he's running for re-election, and I believe Pastor Ralph Rebant is also running for that position. And he spent some time explaining what the RNC has done over the last year, especially 2023, in preparing for 2024's election. He talked about all the lawsuits that have been filed. Poll challengers are in place. They have attorneys, over 100 attorneys on staff, willing to file lawsuits. He's got all kinds of things that they have been doing since the 2022 election. I asked him a question when he opened it up for questions. I had my hand up, and I asked him point blank, how much involved will the RNC be at the upcoming state convention on March 2nd in Detroit? And his answer was kind of interesting, because he said the whole function of the state convention down in Detroit on March 2nd is to produce the delegates to go to the national convention in Milwaukee later this summer for the national convention to nominate the president of the United States for the Republican Party. He said that they will ensure that the convention is ran properly and that the process is perfected to a legitimate representation as selected by the precinct delegates at the convention. I said, with regards to this civil war that's going on between Christina Caramo and Pete Hoekstra, is the RNC going to get involved in that? And he said on the Zoom call last night, no, they're not going to get involved. It's playing out in the courts. As a matter of fact, I think there's an emergency injunction filed that is going to be heard actually today or tomorrow in the courts. A judge is going to make a ruling on whether or not the January 6th meeting was legitimate, if they followed the bylaws, if they followed the necessary rules to even conduct the meeting, and with just 40 people voted to remove Christina, did they have the authority to do that per the bylaws? Or was the January 13th meeting in Houghton Lake the legitimate meeting, in which she was overwhelmingly 59-1 supported to stay on his chair and removed six people from the Michigan Republican Party? So we'll have to wait and see. But very confident that the county conventions will go without hitch on February the 15th. Delegates will be selected at the county level to go down to the state convention on March the 2nd. So very interesting. Appreciate Dr. Rob on a Sunday having a Zoom meeting with us and answering it. Okay, so Rob responded he hadn't registered yet, so he gave me his email. I'll put you on the list there. Taking Jean Dan, okay. Okay, she doesn't need a set of books. She's just your guest. She'll be sharing the book with you. You don't need an extra set for her. And he also said that Mark Farner was one of my cousin's best friend, Lyle Gillette. So Mark's listening. If not, I'll mention it to him next time I see him. Okay, Downstate Kim, didn't the RNC already get involved last week with their quote-unquote opinion regarding the J6 meeting? That was from their attorney. It wasn't from Ronna Romney. Ronna Romney has not publicly come out and gotten involved in the decision. That statement came out from their attorney. Now, he is just an attorney that gets paid to give legal opinions for the RNC. He does not have a vote on the RNC board. He has no involvement in actually determining anything about our state, the state of Michigan. So hopefully that answers your question. If not, text me back. Final segment of hour number two, fast moving show today. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm not sure many of the delegates see the distinction between Romney and the RNC attorney. I understand. But you have to understand, one of the things that this show is about is the truth. So if you see anybody that sends you that meme or screenshot of that letter from the RNC attorney, you need to educate them. That is from the attorney. That's not an official statement for the RNC. That's not an official statement for Ronna Romney. Now, I got another text heard on Wood Radio in Grand Rapids this morning that Kathy Burden isn't a registered voter in Michigan, and that she even voted on January 6th via a proxy. She's not a registered voter in the state? Have they moved? Is that why she's not running for re-election for National Committee Woman? Mark says, I thought Mark Farner was with Terry Knight in the PAC before Grand Funk Railroad. I have to help out at a question and answer Saturday anyway. No, that I said the question was, what was the band that he was best well known for? The breakout band, the big hit band that put him on the map. Yeah, Terry Knight in the PAC. He mentioned quite a few other groups before Grand Funk Railroad. I've never even heard of Terry Knight in the Pack. So, no problem, Mark, but I appreciate that. Good comment. He's down in Fenton. Phyllis said, I heard that the Burden family now lives in Tennessee with family due to an illness. Okay, Phyllis, appreciate that. I have no idea. I just know she's not running for National Committee Woman. And how could she even vote if she's not registered in Michigan? She's no longer fulfilling her precinct delegate position. That seat would be open. If it's common knowledge that she no longer lives in Michigan, then, yeah, that's an issue. That is definitely an issue. So We'll see. One of the things I think that's going to happen is that there could be potentially a battle between Pete Hoekstra and Christina Caramo at the state convention. I'm serious. I think this could be interesting. Because one of the things I think that we are looking at is the fact that this is a process that has to be run according to rules. The rules are clear. They spell out things and absolutely must be followed. That's why Robert's Rules of Order is so critically important. That's why people need to come to this class. There's other classes going on around the state. You need to go to them. Because one of the things that we feel absolutely in this state is that we want to be involved. We want to be involved in our local county parties. We want to grow them, help them raise money. But twice a year, depending on the year, counties are called to the state conventions. And county parties must provide delegates, representatives from their county to be participating in the decisions made at the state level. Again, I want to make sure everybody understands your county party is independent of the Michigan Republican Party. Your county party is completely independent of the RNC, the National Committee. You have your own autonomy, you have your own independence, but when you are called to convention and then asked to send delegates from your county to represent your county at the state convention, they then, very first thing they do is they have a vote to approve the rules for that state convention. Part of the rules for the state convention is that you are giving up your autonomy, your independence for your county, and are agreeing to participate with the Michigan Republican Party. So you kind of check your county's independence at the door. You trade it in for a different credential. You trade it in for a credential to be involved in the state party's convention. Then once the state party's convention is over, it's adjourned, you turn your credentials back in and you go back to being a county party member. But precinct delegates are needed. And if you're not currently a precinct delegate, I'm highly recommending asking you to go to your county's convention on Thursday, February 15th. When they get done with the conclusion of the convention, ask to be elevated to fill out this rest of this year before the August primary. If you want to talk about it after the show, give me a call and I'll explain it to you. Final third hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock. Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for